Recently, I went to the north shore of the Allegheny River in Pittsburgh to do some fishing, but not for fish.
We picked a beautiful day to go sound fishing.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I'm calling it right now. Yeah. But literally, yes. We're going to throw a hydrophone into the Allegheny River and see what we can come up with.
That's Ricardo Iamuri Robinson, a field recordist, composer, performer. He wears a lot of hats. Actually, today he's wearing a red jumpsuit.
My supersonic uniform.
It's not waterproof, I asked. Anyway, today we're under the Fort Duquesne Bridge at the edge of the water. It's just after rush hour, but cars are still moving at a clip above our heads. People are riding their bikes on a trail behind us. Robinson pulls a rolled-up yellow cord out of his bag, and at the end is the hydrophone, a mic that's designed to withstand the water.
I like the architecture on this one. Kind of looks like a stethoscope, you know. All right, so I'm going to throw this on in here.
He threads the cable through his fingers, then turns on the recorder it's plugged into, and puts on his headphones.
It's pretty crazy. What's interesting about the majority of the hydrophone recordings that I've done in rivers, I wanted to hear more of those flush, something more gargly. But what I hear most often in these recordings are metallic noises. They're very tingy.
Robinson collects sounds like these for his library. They could be used in films, video games, or art installations.
Okay. I'm going to throw it out a little bit more.
He gets down on his stomach, flush with the concrete.
It's cool for you to come out here with me. I'm working on two projects. Finding certain spaces throughout Pittsburgh that are of historical interest to me. And creating audio tours designed for that specific space. So I'm really interested in what I would call the sonic evolution of space, what it once sounded like before industry and technology arrived, what it presently sounds like, and what it will someday sound like. It's just very interesting to me that with development and this thing we call progress also comes a soundtrack, you know.
He calls it sonarchaeology. Sound archaeology. It's the name of his business and really his personal philosophy.
What's the difference between what's happening down there at the moment and what's happening up here?
I would love for you to like put the headphones on and check it out.
So we switch headphones. Oh, wow.
How would you describe that?
It is reminiscent of a bathtub, like a huge bathtub. You can kind of get the scope of how big it is. It really does sound like another world.
I think you're absolutely right. It's so interesting that something just like us kind of lives and speaks its own language and changes, and I love that. I love like documenting that.
Later that day, after we've reeled in the hydrophone, I meet Robinson back at the studios where the Allegheny Front is produced. So now we're back at the studio and we can hear each other speaking.
Very clearly.
Let's listen to what we got today.
Okay.
So that's what we recorded. It was beneath the water with the hydrophone.
Yes. So
So what do you think?
There are certain parts of the recording that I absolutely love.
And like what?
When there is the clicking and the clacking kind of takes a back seat and no longer wants to be the solo artist and joins into the whole ecology of what's going on down there.
And the clacking and the clicking, you think is just the microphone hitting things, or is there vibrations?
For sure. But there are certain little, you know, going on down there, which I have no idea what that is. Allegheny River merman just swimming down there. I have no idea.
So what do you imagine it might sound like in the future?
Whatever is happening outside of the river is definitely going to have an impact on what's going on underneath. So what will it sound like in the future? I don't see flying cars, but I do see the sound of cars changing. I do see the material of the bridges, a new type of material to maintain these structures, which will create a new sonic relationship. I'm not going to say the whole river's going to be pristine and clean. I doubt that's going to happen. There's just been too much industry.
Where are some of the other places you've recorded, like outside in nature or where nature runs up against the built environment? And where's been your favorite place to record, maybe outside?
How are we defining nature?
That's a good question, because nature could be in an urban landscape as well as out in the forest.
See, I have this theory. So I'm watching the bird and I'm like, you know, that bird is amazing, you know, creating this nest. Dams, you know, where there's all of these different life forms using resources around them to create these new structures or sculptures, beehives. That's their nature. We did the same thing. It's just, I think I call it unnatural when you create something that is self-destructive. And then it's like, wait, was that your intention, you know, to make yourself sick? Then we're going into the unnatural world. So for me, it's all nature, and it's hard for me to distinguish sometimes, but I love traveling to the ocean. That is one of my sanctuaries. It's so vociferous. It's just, you know, and it's speaking. This is one sound that seems permanent.
So when you're out recording,
yes,
what are you listening for?
I think I am looking for something. And I think it's silence. I've never experienced silence. This could be a semantic argument, you know, because we use the word a lot in just everyday vernacular. But for me, silence is something that's kind of beyond activity. So when I'm listening, I'm kind of trying to go as far as I can. They are meditative for me to just sit out in the forest or near the ocean or even listening to traffic. It doesn't annoy me anymore. I can really go within myself and listen to the different frequencies and listen to the different pitches, you know, throw my hands in the air and conduct this sort of, you know, amazing thing that's happening, this combustion of sound. But yeah, I think there is this interest in where did it all come from? Do you know what's going on?
Do I know what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's what you're here for.
it's a man's search for meaning. It's all there.
So yeah. Is that what you want other people to hear?
If we have that gift of hearing, let's slow down. Let's be present. Sound is very deep. We live in an acoustic world. Psychoacoustics is real. It does impact your psychology. Sounds can change your mood, can inspire you to feel, you know, what we would label as joy or happiness. So I would love to invite people to surrender in that moment.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for, yeah, having me here. It's been awesome.
Ricardo Iamuri Robinson is a field recordist, composer, and artist. He's putting the finishing touches on the first in a series of Sonarchaeology Pittsburgh walking audio tours. This one takes place in the past, present, and future of the Strip District neighborhood. There's an app for that, and you can learn more at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.